And now the Hall of Famer Michael Fabiano jumps on board with us. It is Wednesday. Looking forward to another great NFL weekend, except if you have Andrew Luck, you are grabbing your ankles, for lack of a better term. I don't know what to say about that, because that's a tough injury unless you've got a really strong backup. Let's talk strategy now that Andrew Luck is out.
Well, waiver wire is your friend. And luckily, the quarterback position is the easiest to replace off the waiver wire, Brad. So go after Derek Carr. Joe Flacco's got a great matchup this week. Jameis Winston has played much better in recent weeks. Marcus Mariota maybe doesn't have a great matchup this week, but he can help you down the stretch with some positive matchups. So there are options out there. You're going to have to play the waiver wire and the matchups and potentially just stream quarterbacks every single week unless you have a pretty good QB2, which I would suspect a lot of people do have because the position's pretty deep.
But you're not looking at the Colts. There's no handcuff for Andrew Luck.
I mean, listen. Well, number one, they're not playing this week, so that's not going to help you. But number two, Matt Hasselbeck's going to maybe give you 15 points a game, and if you can live with that, okay. But I'm not so sure. I'd rather settle for a player who has such a low ceiling. But when the matchup is right, I think Hasselbeck is going to be a starter in some fantasy leagues. Again, I just wouldn't rush to the waiver wire to pick him up.
Let's go to the mailbag. Tom, Jameis Winston or Carson Palmer? Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is, because this is a really bad matchup this week for Carson Palmer. If you look at it, Seattle, Legion of Boom, in Seattle, and a team that's coming off a bye. Of course, Arizona is also coming off a bye as well. So I would probably go with Carson because he's played so well this year, but Jameis Winston, as I mentioned, has been playing a little bit better lately. The Cowboys' defense is not bad either, especially against quarterbacks. When you get into the running game, well, they're not as good, but when you get into stopping quarterbacks, Dallas has not been a terrible team, let's just put it that way. So I'm going to go with Carson. I would certainly look to the waiver wire, though, if I was that owner, and see if Flacco's out there, or see if someone like, for example, Ryan Fitzpatrick is out there, or Blake Bortles, someone like that.
I'm getting a lot of questions about the quarterbacks, and I'm guessing all these people are Luck-related, and they're saying difference between Bortles and Carr. I mean, Carr's got so many weapons, and I don't know about you, I would not have imagined the Raiders would put up that many points on the Steelers last week.
Well, Carr has had two bad matchups in a row, and he's absolutely thrived. Over 20 fantasy points in both games. I believe he has 11 touchdown passes in his last three games, which is ridiculous. So you can't even call him a matchup-based starter because the last two matchups have been bad, and he's, you know, he's taken the Jets and the Steelers out from a statistical perspective. So he is a guy like this week, they're playing the Vikings, and the Vikings, you know, their defense is pretty good. Derek Carr is almost a must-start unless you have Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Andy Dalton, Drew Brees, Cam Newton, someone like that. He's been that good. Bortles, he's been just as good. Bortles is sort of like the poster child for where fantasy and reality are completely different. In reality, Bortles turns the ball over too much and his team doesn't win. In fantasy, he's awesome because he's throwing the ball a ton. They throw the ball downfield. They've got two great wide receivers in Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson. They've got a good young and up-and-coming young running back there in T.J. Yeldon. Mm-hmm. Julius Thomas is in the mix, although he hasn't really done too much outside of one game. So, I mean, I like both of these quarterbacks. To be quite honest with you, I'd start both of them over some of the bigger names, like Carson Palmer, like Russell Wilson, Peyton Manning. I don't know if he's a big name anymore, but Matthew Stafford, Sam Bradford, Ryan Tannehill, Jay Cutler. I'd start them over all those guys.
Aaron, and this guy is in a tough spot, Roethlisberger or Bridgewater?
Well, I mean, for this week, I mean,
Waiver wire.
I mean, Roethlisberger's on the waiver wire?
No. I'm saying he may need to go to the waiver wire here.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just rattled off, like, Derek Carr, Blake Bortles. Heck, I'd go with Kirk Cousins. The Saints defense is terrible. Ryan Fitzpatrick, in this order, Joe Flacco.
But we don't know about Bridgewater. We don't know about Bridgewater today, right?
Well, Bridgewater is expected to go, and he's got a good matchup. There are better matchups out there, and there are better plays that are on the waiver wire that I would play ahead of Bridgewater.
Tony, Edelman or Fitzgerald?
Oh, Edelman. Fitzgerald does not bode well. He does not do well when he's playing in Seattle historically, especially lately. So I'm going Edelman there against the G-men.
What do you see? I'm getting questions about Jay Cutler. Are you big on where that's going? Are you seeing development there just because of a great catch?
I mean, he's looking good. What's great is that he now has tunnel vision for Alshon Jeffrey and not so much anybody else on that team, which is what he did with Brandon Marshall for years and years and years in Denver and Chicago. But I don't like the matchup this week. They're playing St. Louis. That defense is good, Brad, really good. So Cutler is certainly worth a roster spot. I would definitely argue that. He's played very well in the last 4 weeks or so, but am I starting him against the Rams? Probably not.
Before I get you out of here, who do you like? Who do you start? Who do you sit this week?
Well, start him and sit him just actually went up on NFL.com. You can check it out at NFL.com/start-sit. Quarterbacks that I am playing this week, Andy Red Dalton, Cam Newton, Joe Flacco, Blake Bortles, who I've mentioned. Quarterbacks I'm sitting this week, Russell Wilson, Ryan Tannehill, the aforementioned Jay Cutler, and Marcus Mariota as well. Tough matchups for those QBs this week. Running backs that I am starting, my buddy D'Angelo Williams, DeMarco Murray, Justin Forsett, Doug Martin, yes, he's been a disappointment. He is playing the Cowboys this week. I'm sitting Chris Johnson. I'm sitting Jonathan Stewart, T.J. Yeldon. Ronnie Hillman is someone that I don't like. Kansas City's defense has been really good against running backs outside of one game against the Bengals. Wide receivers I'm playing, Allen Robinson, Jarvis Landry, Amari Cooper, and Michael Crabtree, who's been great. Brandon Carr, remember how much I liked him?
Yeah.
I guess better late than never, maybe. So at wide receiver, I know Aqib Talib is out, but I'm still wary of Jeremy Maclin. Fitzgerald's a tough start. Mike Evans, great game last week, tough matchup this week. And Sammy Watkins, who was great last week. And I know Darrell Revis got beat up by Robinson in week 9, but that's still a tough matchup. So Watkins is a risk on Revis Island.
Let you go off that. Appreciate the time as always. Thanks.
All right, pal. See ya.